couple of trending stories here. Rather interesting, as a matter of fact. Let's start out with some bad parents. Can we do that? Just kick it off with some bad parenting today?
Yeah.
One story I saw yesterday, it happened in Utah. A woman is accused of pulling two of her seven-year-old son's teeth out with pliers in a Walmart bathroom. She went in there, bought hand sanitizer and needle-nose pliers from the Walmart before taking her son to the bathroom and pulling two of his teeth out.
I hope she gets all of her teeth pulled out.
And she looks like in her mugshot, she's like, like here, if you guys can see that, like, somewhat normal. Looks like she's got her teeth.
Somewhat normal. She's got a 1983 haircut. She's clearly not right.
Hey, you know what? Not all of us have good fashion, but...
Yeah, adding to the toothless people at Walmart.
And to be fair, she's in Utah. In Utah, that's like fashion forward right there. So I guess the older brother and store employees heard the screaming. That's when they went there to help him out. Apparently, the kid had a loose tooth, but... I don't even want to go to details. It just they're saying
this makes me cringe.
She's going to be charged with one count of child abuse. And this other story, I think you saw this one too, Alex. A Florida mom is under fire after posting a video to her Facebook that shows her rat snake biting her one-year-old daughter. Because we talked about this yesterday. Like, what did your parents do to teach you a lesson or to prove a point? Here's the video on Facebook of the mom letting the snake bite her baby to teach the baby a lesson.
A moment or dangerous lesson. Behind this now controversial Facebook video, the one-year-old reaches into the plastic box, then the snake strikes. She's
listen to her laughing.
This is evil.
You dummy.
Says the baby.
What?
Whoa.
What was that?
The baby is possessed by the snake.
Something
now.
Happened. Our video went out.
I'm terrified.
I am too. Something happened where our video got all messed
Wait,
up.
Wait, try it again.
I can't.
It does the
Hold
voice?
On.
Oh my god.
I will bite you.
The
I
baby
am the
got
snake.
Bit.
So
the
baby got bit by a snake. And now I'm possessed by
yeah.
Satan.
Yeah. Why did I?
That's what you need to hear. But like the mom saying like, oh, well, I'm just trying to teach the kid a lesson, you know. I'm trying not to play with snakes.
The baby got bit by the snake and then he turned into Jafar from Aladdin.
And the baby grew up and is like, I'm a snake. I'm a slithery, slithery snake.
What is that? That voice is so scary.
I don't know. The mom said she was trying to teach a valuable lesson. That is how to handle reptiles.
Play it again.
What?
She's scary a shape-shifting voice. Reptilian.
Alex, I'm really scared. This is scaring me. I'm terrified. I can't sleep tonight.
All right, you guys see this billboard that's making a lot of national news here? An anti-Muslim billboard that it's about the Prophet Muhammad in Indianapolis here is getting a lot of Muslims in the area upset. And I think people that are not even Muslim are upset, too. The all-black billboard has a headline of, quote, the perfect man. Underneath it, there's six bullet points checked to describe that man. These points include married a six-year-old, slave owner, and a dealer, 13 wives, 11 at one time. Muslim officials say that not only is this billboard not true, it's hurtful. I haven't seen it. I've seen it, but I haven't driven by it. Have you driven by it?
I haven't seen it at all.
But
where is it? It's on 465?
It's all over the news, too. I mean, like, who would put it up there? I guess there's going to be like a...
So, I read into this, and the guy who owns the company that paid to have that billboard put up, he said, I will take it down if somebody can prove that what I put on that billboard is historically untrue. And he said, nobody thus far has been able to prove that those claims are untrue. So he said, until somebody proves that they're untrue, then he's not going to take it down because he said he wants to bring awareness. This is his words. He said, I wanted to put this billboard up because I wanted people to be aware of the type of... I don't remember what he said. Something like
now we're
the
gonna
type-
get, now we're gonna get dumbasses posting stuff from like the Bible because there's stuff in the Bible too talking about all kinds of different stuff. Like if we're gonna do stuff of every kind of religion that may not have the best things in it, we're gonna be seeing billboards for days.
Sure. So he said that he put it up because he wanted people to be aware when people, in his mind, protect Islam. Or say things like, you know, the way that we're going to defeat ISIS is by loving each other. He says when people like ignorantly say things like this, this is what he said. I wanted them to know the type of religious crazies that they're trying to like protect or love on or whatever. It was something like that. That is totally like paraphrased, but it was something along those lines.
Yeah, but the same thing he's saying there, that's extreme though. That's like totally like labeling somebody, like a generic thing like, oh, well, all Muslims are this or all Christians are that. I don't know. I think that's kind of a dumbass statement. Not you saying it, but what that guy's saying, putting it up there. I think his point was very, like, divisive, for sure.
Well, yes, of course it's going to be divisive. But, I mean, he's saying, because people are like, take it down, take it down. He's like, well, I will, but prove what I'm saying is not true. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, like, burn books and, like, not have freedom of speech. But I'm like, dude, what's your point? And the final story this morning, Alex, is pretty cool right here. Three teens in Miami invented a straw that can detect if there's a date rape drug in the drink. The three high school students created the smart straw, which changes color to let a person know if their drink has come in contact with one or more of commonly used date rape drugs. So,
that's so
these girls
awesome.
Are genius.
I want that straw so bad.
Hopefully they can market it too and make some money and help people in the process.